Hello there, Lehigh High School. My name is Eric Hammer from University of the Pacific. Stockton, California, looking forward to your performance. Music Ensemble is my assignment today at the Nebo Tournament of Bands. Best of luck to you. I'm looking at your set, and then I'm just going to look down and listen. Achievement of musicianship, you know, such as things like phrasing and expression. And then sound tuning and technique in the second box. I'm listening to those things. Sort of as an overall listen. Good for you. That's beautiful sound. Pretty good little build here. Yeah, I got one or two folks. And I'm just talking to myself when I say all this, being nitpicky. Very good band. But just throw a few things out that I notice. Got a couple folks playing out of balance. You know, they're strong players, and they're not controlling themselves playing inside the team. Do be careful of the ends of the notes. The squeaking is just feedback, huh? I was trying to find a pattern to it, but I don't. Yeah, probably I would lengthen notes that are in aggressive music and are followed by a rest. Tom, pom, pom. Do you see what I mean? So we get tone there. It's an interesting sound. Good. I like it. I'm not really hearing enough of the mallets. Let me listen to clarinets. Yeah, you're buried. Got to need more sound from you or a lot less from the synthesizer. Yeah, it's an illusion. It should be a reality. No. Yeah, you guys, are you? I think those high woodwind lines are important. The concept of playing your part inside the hole is really, really important. And we're not quite getting it. looking up at the drum majors, probably don't need the batons with white gloves. Especially if you're just going to give time. While we're talking about the drum majors, you really need some people on the sides of those ladders. Those are way too tall not to have a spotter. Okay, back to my real job. Synthesizer is too loud. It's hard to balance from way back there, I know. Almost down here in front. Good for you. Some nice ideas. Where are the flutes that I keep hearing occasionally? Oh, there you are. I look up over there. Okay. Gee, hold it out. And if something moves inside, make sure to keep that alive. I call that filling up the long note. You know those open notes, those whole notes, those dotted half notes? Something happens inside there. Our air, for sure. Okay? I am hearing the guys in the pit now. Percussion doing a nice job of staying in balance here. And the band, as I look up now, looks well balanced. I think one to the bar. And get some flow behind this instead of putt, putt, putt. Good eyes. You guys back there have good eyes doing it. I like what the percussion did. That was a very nice break. Now, let's have some good horn ending. Listen to that overall sound, the balance of winds to percussion, and the balance inside the winds. A little heavy on articulation. T, 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 T. Lift that tongue, get the wind fast. Good break. Yeah, we have some big pitch discrepancies from the guys in the back and the bass on the front. Yeah. Oh, we didn't really ever land there. Good stuff, getting all that stuff in there is pretty neat, but let's kind of recap what's happening here. Guys, just under consistency, at times we were absolutely golden, timbre. tuning and that kind of thing. And other times it kind of went. Part of that is because it's such a physical activity, isn't it? We do get tired. So keep after that chop development in the band room so we get the long tones going, scales going, everything all the time. We'd like more high woodwind contribution and balance between, I say, the synthesizer and the high woodwinds were covered a couple times there. That would really, really help. All that said, this is a nice band. You have good demand, and you're rising to it really well. There's a maturity that speaks well for your teacher and for you for working so darn hard. Keep polishing those things, and know that we would say them to my band at UOP or the San Francisco Symphony. Perfection is a never-ending kind of battle to go after. I'm not sure where you are in your season. It seems pretty early to me, but I can see this really polishing and being blossomed. Blossom as you go along through, if you particularly work on these things. So those things for me would be balance within, say, particularly the high woodwind section, solidity of pitch between the fixed pitch instruments and the folks that blow on the horns. And the balance, I think, is in pretty good shape. At times, and this, the distance, I'm sure, is really, really hard. You're going to have to trust. Well, the drum majors aren't giving you much information except the beat. Maybe they could do some modeling, as a conductor would do, of louds and softs and balancing things. Okay. I ramble. Be glad to help you as needed. Give me a call if that helps. In any case, good luck the rest of the season. And thanks for sharing your music with me today. Goodbye. This was me.